There was the tech boom, there is the real estate boom, and now denim. Today, the Unger Report warns consumers about the latest dangerous bubble forming in the blue jeans market. Here's our slightly confused correspondent, Brian Unger.
Yes, Alex. Denim hysteria is causing a blue jeans bubble, dangerously close to bursting. As the demand and price of denim soars, and the low slung rise of the denim waistline plunges. If an average pair of jeans uses 1 3/4 yards of denim to make, then consumers are paying upwards of $3 per square inch for the latest, most popular blue jeans, which have risen past a $200 price tag. At $36 a square foot, blue jeans are, well, I don't know for sure, but they're pretty expensive, along the same pricing structure as a Manhattan co-op. People say they live in jeans, but you can't actually live in your jeans. If current trends continue, we could be paying $500 for a denim fig leaf. While prices show no abatement, demand for blue jeans is causing people to behave like rabid dogs in search of a mailman to bite. Consumers can't get enough of denim in fit, fabric, and finish that changes from month to month, with brand names like True Religion, Rock and Republic, Blue Cult, Seven for All Mankind, and Citizens of Humanity. These aren't merely fabrics. These are societies of ritualistic, denimonic worshippers, disciples compelled to sport the latest riveted buttonfly crotch or cut of super-soft destroyed weave. It's denim madness. The U.S. jeans industry is about a $12 billion consumer market rooted in one's desire for love, that the perfect pair is out there, somewhere, waiting for you to get into its pants. Just when you think you found it, it fades, grows distressed and torn, and is eventually abandoned for a younger, newer, bluer jean. Of course, it won't last. And soon enough, you'll be pining away for that ripped, worn, destroyed pair of jeans you threw away, which are now being sold as new for $300. Denim, it's a cycle of hurt. Yes, America, we've come a long way as a denim-wearing people. From the $68 Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis paid in 1873 for the patent on blue jeans, to the $2 million pair Jennifer Lopez unveiled at New York's Fashion Week. You know, the ones with the 17-carat diamond button. Hot. And where jeans were once merely durable workwear, Miss 60 announced a line of anti-cellulite jeans with microscopic capsules of retinol, which break open with the friction of the fabric against the skin, reducing the appearance of lumpy fat around the thighs, hips, and buttocks of some women. Changing the genetic structure of your butt, that's worth $170. Yet a cure for cancer remains somehow out of reach. When will the blue jeans bubble burst? There are reports of less expensive jeans creeping into the market and cheaper classics making a comeback. But the halcyon days of Levi's, Tough Skins, and Wranglers, they're gone. And blue jeans today are a high-risk investment in which consumers can lose their shirts and pants. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
Before your thoughts about blue jeans fade, or thoughts on Brian, or something else you've heard on the program, write us. The email address is daytoday@npr.org. Remember to include your name and how to pronounce it. And one more thing, please, tell us where you live. daytoday@npr.org.